Great Reset, World Economic Forum hails quieter cities as businesses collapse during lockdown. By Kurt Sindelka on February 27, 2021. The World Economic Forum, WEF, faced a barrage of criticism before deleting a social media video which praised coronavirus lockdowns for quietly improving cities around the world. In the video, the WEF said that as a result of people using less public transport and factories closing down during the lockdown, noise and air pollution fell in cities throughout the world. The video also celebrated the ability of scientists to discover earthquakes due to the low level of seismic noise on the planet as populations were locked in their homes. The WEF, which the primary body pushing Klaus Schwab's idea of a so-called Great Reset of the global economic order, was widely ridiculed for the post. One of these speaking out was former Brexit Party MEP, now editorial director of Unlocked, Martin Daubny, who was among the first to flag the video before it was taken down. Daubny later reposted the video, further exposing the WEF to criticism. Speaking to Breitbart London, Mr. Daubny said, "I'm glad they tweeted this, because it has exposed them for the out-of-touch crackpots that they are. The WEF sees humanity as a blight, something to be controlled and imprisoned, in order to meet arbitrary climate change targets. There's just one problem. The public won't play along with their Great Reset nonsense. All of the things the WEF want to stop, work, travel, capitalism, are the things the vast majority of humanity lives for. The WEF have exposed themselves as ridiculously out of touch with the everyday man and woman. Sheltered in their ivory towers, they treat the rest of us with absolute seething contempt." Mr. Daubny went on to say that the WEF should be kept well away from being able to pull the levers of power in any country around the world. The WEF would rather we were imprisoned and carbon neutral. And that is a grisly future that no sane human should want any part of, he added. Following the social media backlash, the World Economic Forum deleted the video from their account and attempted to walk back the sentiments expressed in the slickly produced film, writing, "We're deleting this tweet. Lockdowns aren't quietly improving cities around the world. But they are an important part of the public health response to COVID-19. Commenting on the WEF deleting the video, Mr. Daubny said that the fact that the Davos-based NGO didn't see the backlash coming proves how divorced from reality they are. They have no understanding of the everyday workings of the general public, who he said just want to work, prosper and enjoy life. This moment has been a rude awakening for the WEF, having, at last, popped its head out of its echo chamber. Yesterday they were telling us to have our COVID passports ready before we leave our bunkers. Now they are telling us we had better not pollute once we leave." Brexit's Daubny also noted how Schwab wasn't the only dubious character given a shot in the arm by the pandemic. The re-emergence of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair during the pandemic has seen his globalist charity, the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change, partnering with the WEF to develop an international vaccine passport. Tony Blair has gone from being a war criminal to pulling the strings behind the UK's COVID passport rollout. He's absolutely in bed with the WEF, and we are increasingly seeing them as a cabal of out-of-touch millionaires who have literally no idea how ordinary people think and live, Daubny said. The World Economic Forum has long expressed its intentions to dismantle the modern capitalist system, arguing for the adoption of more socialist-style policies such as wealth taxes, onerous regulations on businesses, and taxpayer-subsidized Green New Deal-style projects. In a 2016 video, the WEF predicted a happy future in which individuals no longer own property. "Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say, our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes," the WEF projected. In June of last year, Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, said that the Chinese coronavirus was an opportunity for global governments to introduce a great reset of capitalism, saying that the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.